Okay, so we're up to the beginning of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph Dinei Hashkamas Habayker Bo Zayin Sifim. First, you saw the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. I think this is popular. Most particular seats they have on the front of the Aron. We have it over here. They have on the Aron. It's a very popular pasuk to put on the front of the Aron. Shivisi Hashem, I set Hashem Lenegdi Samet before me. Summit constantly. Hu klal gadol b'atar v'malot tzadikim. This is an expression which comes. What does it say? This expression, I think, when in Pesach Sharim, Shari Tshuva. This a klal gadol b'atar v'malot tzadikim, and in the milos, in the good midos, the advantage of following in the way of a tzadik. Ki ein yeshivas adam, the way a person lives, he conducts himself. Tinu osaf. The way a person behaves in private when no one is watching is not the same when he is in public, and certainly when he is in the presence of Melech Gadol. The way he speaks and the nuances of expression, the way a person is when he is in the presence of a king. When a person in the presence of royalty, you're extremely careful how you conduct yourself. Shiyu misukanim karoi, should be proper. Kol shkein kasha yasim adam as libo ki amelach gadol v'akadosh baruch hu Hashem meloi choleretz kivodo oimid Allah v'roi b'masav. So when a person comes to the recognition that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he observes everything that he does, k'mo shenemar, says in the pasuk, im yisaser ish b'mistanim, a person will hide himself in secret, will conceal himself. Ani lo yarenu. Hashem says, you don't think I see what you're doing? Hashem knows what a person does in private. Ne'um Hashem, we have to always remind ourselves of that Hashem knows what we're doing in private. Haloi es hashamayim v'yasaretz animole. Hashem says, I fill my presence, fills the heavens and the earth. Bevadai, if a person would really believe that HaKadosh Baruch is watching him, miyad tagia elav hayira v'ha'achna, he would be filled with a sense of fear and humility. Mipachat Hashem yisparach, from the pachad of Hashem, v'yivosh mimenu, and he will be ashamed. So a person has to remember, just I'll elaborate on one of the swarm I saw, that we all know the Gemara. Just brings the Gemara. The Gemara, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he was about to die, the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, Barchenu, bless us. So he told them, I give you a bracha, that you should fear Hashem the same way you fear your fellow man. And the Talmidim were baffled. That's it? That's the whole bracha? You think of us so low? That we should fear Hashem more than we fear our fellow man. And he said to them, halavai, 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 you should have it, that sense of fear. That we all know it. We all know ourselves that the way we behave in front of our friends is not the way we behave. It's a very big nisayon. It's an incredible nisayon to have yirah shemayim when no one sees what we do. The im b'shachvay al mishkavay base. V'gam b'shachvay. Let me show you one more. Then we'll do the shemayim halacha in a moment. V'gam b'shachvay al mishkavay. When a person is lying on his bed, yedal lifnei mi hu shechav, he should know who, in front of who he is lying. U'miyad kishayir mishnas. When a person awakes, yizkar chasdei Hashem yisparach shmo. You should remember Hashem's kindness. Asha osimo shehichzir loy es nishmasay. When a person goes to sleep, his neshama goes to heaven, and Hashem does a ches. He returns in the Shama, Asher Hapikido Hifkida Etzlo Ayefa. You have deposited your Nisham by Hashem tired. And look at that, Vyakzirloy Khadosha Urigua, Hashem has returned it new and fresh. Kidei Lavoid Avadasa Yisparach Shema Bukhol Yikolosa. You should serve Hashem with all of your might, all of your power. Well, the shoso kol hayom kizeh kol adam. The purpose of man is to serve Hashem b'chol yicholosay. K'mo she'amar hakosav chadosh la'bekarim. Here he interprets the pasuk. Says in the pasuk, chadoshim la'bekarim rabo emunasecha. Now, what does that mean? Perusho. B'chol boker nase adam b'riyah chadosh. So the first word of the pasuk means chadoshim. A person becomes a new person labokarim every single morning. That's a very interesting chiddush, because you would not necessarily say that. You would say a person is refreshed. You would not use the term new. something very, very requires explanation, what that means. A person is considered to be new. The yoidea b'chol levavo, and when he realizes that he has been renewed every single morning, he shall come to a new level of faith in Hashem. The yoidea b'chol levavo, lo Hashem yisli shagif thanks. B'chol levavo, Hashem yismarech alzos, uv'oidea al-mishkova yoimar, he shall say, moide ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayom shechazar tebi nishmasi b'chemla, rabo emunasech. The first thing you should say is, Moda ani, I thank you. I give thanks before you. Melechai v'kayom, you have returned my neshama b'chemla with compassion. Kamo, rabo emunasecha, great is your faith. Now he begins some halacha. A few things we're going to speak about. V'afal pi shadayin ein yadav nikiyo. So here he brings down one of the first inyani halacha. Even though when a person wakes up in the morning, his hands are still dirty. His hands are not clean. They may have touched parts of the body which are not clean. So the question is, how is a person allowed to say a prayer or give shevach v'hoidah to Hashem when his hands are not clean? So that's exactly. So that exactly is one of the first chidushim here in halacha, that there is no prohibition to recite the expression Moide ani lefanecha when your hands are dirty, because you're not actually saying Hashem's name. Yocholoy mazos kevan she'ein boy shame, because their shame Hashem does not appear. V'yafsik ma'ad bein tevas bechemo. So here he says a person should be mafsik. The word the pasuk is rabo emunasecha, because that's what he says. Chadoshim la bekarim rabo emunasecha. So he's giving us a perish for the Moide ani. Moide ani lefanecha. Now, why won't you say bechemla rabba? For two reasons. First of all, because what then are you going to do with the word beemunasecha? You're leaving it's a yosam. It's left out. So that's the basic reason why you have to attach the word emunasecha to the word rabba. Rabba, great is your faith. But more fundamental, forget about the fact that you're going to leave over a word, the word's going to be lost, because it's based upon this pasuk. Exactly. So he's telling us a very boring yisod. No, not everyone knows this. Where does this expression come from? Where does it come from? It comes from this pasuk. Comes from Chadashim Labikarim Rabba Emunasecha. When a person wakes up in the morning, he becomes renewed every single morning. He has to come to a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done with him a kindness, has returned his neshama, and has renewed his neshama, and he has to dedicate the day to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has to give for that thanks. Rabba, great is emunasecha. So those two words go together. So yochalam is kevin shein shem v'avias ma bin tevas mechem l'hil tevas rab. There are a few things. First, before we go into the shemis halacha, let me just discuss with a very interesting touchy issue. What do the word modeh is lashon zohar, masculine. What do women say? So you have to ask your wives and your daughters. Do they say modo ani lefonecha? And so this, all of the siddurim that I'm aware of, they don't differentiate between a male and a female. Here is a nice article siddur. First thing it says, Hashkamas Aboker, Modeh, big letters. In fact, I think these are the biggest letters in the whole siddur. I don't remember seeing such big letters anywhere in the siddur. Massive letters. Modeh, Oisios Shal Kiddush Levana. Even the Kiddush Levana doesn't have such big Oisios. Oh, it's in the dark. You have to go down very early. That's okay. Modeh ani. It says in modeh with a segol. This is lashon zohar. So what does a girl say? Does she say modeh or does she say modeh? So it's very controversial. Now, there are different schools of thought. There are some gedolei hador. I'm talking about charedim. I'm talking about extreme right wing. That told their daughters that they should say modah. It should be grammatically correct. Modah ani. And there are other examples. You have not only here. You have this in a lekai neshama. Look at lekai neshama. A lekai neshama shnesat bitor atov rasat yitzar tatan defach bivatam neshama bivatam silitul menul lachazir bi leosilavo calls man shahan neshama vikirbi. Modah ani lefanecha. What do you say? Do you say modah or do you say modah? For a girl. Okay, so this is because if you want to, we are very, we know that when it comes to a Baruch HaTov Hashem Shaloya Sani Isha, so we know that a girl doesn't say Shaloya Sani Isha, obviously, so the girl says Shasani Kirit Soinet. That's another discussion. What about saying Shaloya Sani Oved? Does a girl say Shloyosani Shifcha? Some say that. Some, there are some Haredi Siddur, I'm not talking about left-wing Siddur, I'm talking about Haredi Siddur, Shaloy Osani Shifcha. Shaloy Osani Goy. I've seen a Siddur, Shaloy Osani Goyo. Goyo. I didn't think it was a Shiksa, not a Goy. So I just want to point out that there are Chiluke Deos. There are some Gedolim that say Loy Plug. Even though it's correct, it's a very interesting concept. Even though 100%, according to the laws of grammar, it's not correct for a woman to say modeh, it should really be moda, it's a nusach hatzfila. And the nusach hatzfila has been standardized for all shapes and sizes, all different forms. Even though technically it's not grammatically correct, it doesn't have to be grammatically correct. It's a fascinating concept. Again, some disagree. Chalukei Deos. In this particular art scroll siddur, they don't differentiate. I've seen other siddurim that do differentiate. I've actually seen, I'm not talking about Haredi siddurim. They do differentiate from Isha says Moda, Goya, Shifcha, and Alakai Neshama. There could be, there are a few more places in the Nusach HaTfilah, only in the beginning, now, the other place where there is some difference. That's one interesting point I want to make. Yeah?
Baruch At. It's a feminist Haggadah. It's the second Baruch At. No, it says Baruch At.
Hashem is a feminine. Yes, I saw this was a Jewish week, this whole article that Hashem is masculine. Okay, that's already going to the extreme. But another thing that I remember seeing from Rav David, Rav David quote in the Sefer about Moda Ani Lefanecha Melchavikam Shachzarti Bin Nishmasa Bechemlo Rabo Emunasecha. We just learned you have to say Bechemlo Kamo Rabo Emunasecha. Because what's going to be with the word Emunasecha? You don't want it to leave it off hanging. And also from the pasuk, the pasuk of Rabo Emunasecha. But yet Rav David quote says, but Chazal have minted this expression with the words Bechemla juxtaposed to the word Rabbah. And it was done on purpose, he says, because even though you must put the comma after Bechemla, but there's also a connotation, this right away brings out the richness of Tefillah, Bechemla Rabbah. As we say, Mechaye Meisimata, Rav Yoshia, but Chias Hanesim is described with the words Berachamim Rabim. So Meich Noflim. I'm getting all mixed up, even though I say this three times a day. Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed, Mechaye Meisim Berachamim Rabim. Every day, three times a day, sometimes four, we say Hashem is Mechaye Meisim with Rachamim Rabim. The return of the neshama is a form of tchias hanesim. When a person goes to sleep, one death, Chazal tell us, is 1/60th of death. So when Hashem returns the neshama, Moideh ani lefnecha melechai vekem shechazar tebi neshmasi, you've returned my neshama, you have done tchias hanesim. Sleep is 1/60th of death. Therefore, tchias hanesim is something which Hashem does, nechayim esim ata, mechal kolchayim nechesed, nechayim esim berachamim rabim, with great mercy. So therefore, Moideh ani lefnecha melechai vekem shechazar tebi neshmasi, Bechemlo Rabbah, with great mercy. So it's true. Technically, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, and it says here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you have to put the comma. Anyone who doesn't put the comma, they'll right away be banned as an ignoramus. Look in the article, what they did over here. They not only put a comma, they put a dash. They put a big line. Bechemlo, it's a big line. Rabbah Emunasecha. Because those two words have to go together. But if they have to go together, so why did Chazal mislead us and juxtapose the word Bechemla near the word Rabbah, which would very easily lead to a mistake? A person would slip Bechemla Rabbah, Kama Emunasecha. Because they wanted us to make that mistake. Okay, they didn't want us to make the mistake actually, but they want us to think about it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns our neshama with Rachamim Rabim. This is an idea from Rav David Kohn in the Sefer Masas Kabbai. Now we're here, let's see. Can I switch with you because I want to make sure I'm reading what you're reading? One's a little bit different. Okay, let's right away jump down to Lenegdi Samet. So he brings down over here, the first thing of this halach is Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. I'll say Derech Agar, I was once one of my heroes is Rav Moshe Wolfson. He is the Mashgiach in Tarvadas. He is the Rav of Emunas Yisrael, the Mechaber of Yisrael, Emunas Yitecha. So in his Beis HaKnesses, there's a magnificent Aron Kodesh. And you know, you look, so what does it say on the Aron Kodesh? Shavis Yashem Negli Summit. Or it says, I'm sure it comes to memory, all the various Pesuk and anything. In his Beis HaKnesses, it says, for Hashem Beheichal Kodesha. It's a very interesting thing that he, instead of putting on the Aron Kodesh, Shavis Yashem Negli Summit, the Hashem is present here. That just always struck me as something very unique in his approach to what a Beis HaKnesses is. Now we discuss this concept of putting Hashem in front of you, Tomit. In the back of the Siddur, that's what we're going to come to now in the Shiur Mitzvah Halacha, there are the Sheish Zechirais. His son of a minuk to say this every day, a very good minuk, after davening, or before davening, whenever, to say every single day, the Sheish Zechirais. Not the Sheish, I'm sorry, what am I saying? The six mitzvahs, you don't have it in the Siddur? No, the six kinds, no, it's not in the Siddur, I'm sorry, it's not in the Siddur. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. That's the Sheish Zechirais. I'm sorry, there are six mitzvahs which are done constantly. Let's see over here, the Shem Shem Allah, Lenegdi Samid, Ein Bechinuch. Mitzvah Tov Lamed Beis. The Shisha Mitzvahs Chiyuvon Tamidi. There are six mitzvahs which are constant. V'lo Yifsuku Me'al Adam. They do not depart. Afilu Rega Echad. Number one, Lahamid. Number one, Aleph. Lahamid Sheyesh Eloikai Motsui Be'olam Shehimtzi Eskol Hanimsom Hashem. There's a creator who created this world, who brought everything into existence. Shenemar Onoichi has the first pasuk of the Aseres Hadibros. Onoichi Hashem Lokecha. That's number one. Beis. The second mitzvah, that's Tomid. Shevisi Hashem. This all is an extension of Tomid. Beis. Shloi Lahamid. Bizulosai. Not to believe in anyone other than the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Lo Yeluch Elohim Achim Al Ponai. Gimel. Liyachadoi. That Hashem is one. Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Lokin Hashem Echad. Dalit. La'ahavoi. To love Hashem. Shenemar V'yohavta Eis Hashem Lokecha B'chol Levavcha. Hey. What? Okay, yeah. It's possible in the Kriya Shema. We have to Hashem Lokecha. Hey, Yiras Hashem, you have to fear Hashem. Tia Alpon of Tomich Nemar Hashem Lokecha Tira Vav, number six, Shalolosur Achar. Now, this is fast anything, so you're thinking. These are all the basics, like the fundamentals, right? The fundamentals are Anochi Hashem Lokecha, Lo Yilucha. There's only one Hashem, Hashem Lokecha, Hashem Echad. Ahav and Yira. And what's number six? So you wouldn't necessarily say this, but he says something very bizarre, and that's number six. The chinuch vav shaloi losur achari iaseinayim machshava salev. Don't follow loy sosudu achari levavchem viachari einechem. Watch shmiras einayim. The whole day mitzvahs tamidi. Mitzvahs tamidi is to guard your eyes. Machshavas Aleif and your heart v'lo yisuach v'levavchem v'achrei neichem shenema v'lo yisuach v'levavchem v'achrei neichem v'ayim bor nevuchim v'chovas halavavas v'tzorech adam l'shtadu l'hasig mitzias Hashem al yidei hachakira b'derech hasbora v'haseichel. So the Ram says not only is there a mitzvah to have blind faith, emunah pshuta, we call it emunah pshuta, you have to believe in Hashem, you have to have emunah to have emunah. It's a very difficult concept. How do you have emunah? How do you believe in Kodesh Baruch Hu? You have to have faith. You have to have emunah. It's a very profound idea. But emunah to have emunah. That's called emunah peshuta. Without any calculations. And in the Rambam, it says something very dangerous, which many poskim today tell us not to do. You also have to come to believe a Kodesh Baruch Hu through philosophy.
Or logic and analysis.
And this is what got the Rambam into a lot of trouble. And this created a civil war among Klal Yisrael. This is explosive stuff. In Mor Nevuchim, he acknowledges it's not exactly for everyone to do. To come to the conclusion, to be Makkel Shmarku, to studying science, not everyone is fit for this. Kuzari, big Kuzari, I think it's the base. Shaikar Godol Kikiyam HaTorah Hu Al Tischakam Harbe. One of the Ikarim, Al Tischakam Harbe. Don't try to be too smart. Don't try to overdo it. V'chein Kasa B'Sefer Derech Pikudecha. Now I saw in preparing for the shir in the Piskei Tshuva, so he points out there are more mitzvos to midios, and he has a whole discussion the mitzvah of Simcha. The hayiz of Tachas asher lavat Hashem kecha besimcha uvituv leiv meirov kol. It's an essential mitzvah, also a mitzvah tmidis, besides the six listed by the chinuch. Again, the six, we have to remember the six. It's very easy to remember the six. Very easy to remember. Anochi Hashem lokecha. Anochi Hashem lokecha lo yelucha. Achdus shnai yisla Hashem lokeinu Hashem echad. Ahava yira. And lo yisosudu achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. Amuna pshuta, and then for some people it's a good idea to also delve into coming to Noach on the Shparuch, the Ram holds to Chakira. Another mitzvah brought down by other poskim is simcha. A person should be always in a state of simcha. If you're not in a state of simcha, it's an essential, and in fact, I don't remember who he says from what's the first mitzvah, Chassam Sofer, I think. So what's the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy comes in contact with? So oh, the first mitzvah is Kriya Shema. That's why the first mitzvah of Shas is Zmei Masai Korin Shema Ba'arvis. Chassam, no, that's not the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah is Simcha. To serve Hashem with Simcha. And another mitzvah he says that if you're fortunate to live in Eretz Yisrael, you mekayim every single moment Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You get that mitzvah in as well. So he upgrades it from 6 to 8. Simcha, and also if you, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, yeah?
Is Simcha counted as one of the Tayyak mitzvahs?
I don't know.
Because these 6 definitely are.
Yes, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. What do we, but that...
And Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, I think, is probably...
Tlachloikis. Oh. Rabbam said it's not. Rabbam does not count it as one of the Tayyak mitzvahs. And everyone fights with the Rabbam, why not? Okay, that's another discussion, but there are these, everyone, even the Rambam that doesn't count as a mitzvah, agrees that it's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a double portion, just that listed in the mitzvah of Moshe Rabbein. There's a lot of Torah on that. But the point is, we have, in addition to the 6, we have another 2 of Simcha, and if you can, to live in Eretz every single moment. Now let me tell you a very beautiful boy, getting up in the morning, there's a very beautiful boy that was told to me by Rav, I think his name was Rav Yitzchak Miteshin. It's beautiful. He always used to tell me this svart, and I can't find it. If anyone could find the Gemara for me, I would appreciate it. I can't find this in the Gemara, but I believe that I believe him. He told me that when he was a young man, he was a Talmud in Tarvadas, and once he came late, and then the Menahel, the Rashiva, was of Mendelovich. What was his first name? Avshagafival Mendelovich came over to him and told him, gave him Musi, you came late. You came late to davening. And let me explain to you the significance. Why it's not a good idea to come late to davening? It says in the Gemara, if a person sells a field, I have a piece of property, a nice field, and I sell it to my neighbor or to whoever wants, to the highest bidder. And then the buyer comes back sometime later and says, the mekach tos, because the property is damaged. I discovered in the field boulders, big rocks, or ditches, boyois, or avonim. So the Gemara says, I don't know where the Gemara is, but I told him it's Baba Basra, I believe him. The Gemara says, it depends where the pits, the boulders and pits are. If it's be'em sahasadeh, in the middle of the field, mekach kayim umachzer oina. It's a good sale. You cannot negate, you cannot make the sale null and void. The only thing you need to do is, you have to. If it was cheated at the field, it's not worth $1,000, only worth $900, you are required to return to him the difference in the value of the field of $100. But if the boyrois, shichin umorois, whatever these imperfections appear, bitchilas hasodeh, in the beginning of the field, right as you enter the field, you right away come in contact with these big boulders, mekachtos. Because if the beginning of the field already has an imperfection, that already creates a different mindset on how you deal with this field, how you value the field, how you will cherish the field. He told us the same exact thing. Every person goes through the day. And during the day, there are ups and downs. If the ups and downs happen in the middle of the day, you come a little bit late for Mincha, you come a little bit late for Maariv, this happens, your mind is not there. Oh no! If the boyrois are be'emsa hasodeh, mekach kayim. No, machzor, no, we have to make an accounting. But if the defect is bitchilas hasodeh, if you get off to a bad start, and right from the very beginning when you wake up in the morning, there's already a chasson, you come late to davening, the whole day is a nekach tos. The whole day is a chasson. So this is how he described the musr he gave, and he told me he lived with that musr his whole life. This person already is not here. And he told this to me already 50 years after it happened. And he told me that he lived with this every single day of my life. He used to come very, very early to davening and learn. And he was a very, very good person, a very holy person. And it's a beautiful idea. The whole day is a mekach tos. Now there's one more point that I think appears in the new edition of the Shemitz and Allah, and he talks about what happens. He allowed to say this expression. It's a very big chiddush when it's telling us in Shulchan Aruch. Because Shulchan Aruch is taking from Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to say moida ani lefanecha even though your hands are not clean. It's a chiddush. You can't make a bracha. So he has a shaila. What about if the room there's a foul odor in the room? It was here. Okay, everything is clean. The room, the location, there are no dirty diapers. There is no odor. There are no bedpans. There's nothing which is causing anything wrong. It's just that your hands are not clean. The Shulchan Aruch says, okay, it's okay that you can say Moda Ani Lefanecha. You can praise, you can focus on the Shevach V'Hoidav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Amunasecha. But what about if the room that you are sleeping in has an odor? Let's say there's a diaper, or there is some other waste in the room, and it's not a clean environment. Are you also allowed to say Moida Ani Lefonecha? So he presents Chiluki Deos. We learned in the Mishnah Berurah, there's always two sides of the coin. Some say yes, some say not. But it's just an interesting shaila that it's not always so poshit. We think Moida Ani, you always can say. Not necessarily. Look at the case. The case is your hands are dirty, but the room is clean. So let's just do one more. There's one more thing to finish up, and then we'll stop this base. Hari Ari Az Kenemer. When the pearl, we didn't do that yet. That's Gimel, right? So let's just maybe do Gimel. Okay, Gimel, Yehuda ben Tema Oimer. That's what we're up to? Okay. Yehuda ben Tema Oimer, Havi Az Kenemer. When the person wakes in the morning, he should be as bold like a nomer, like a leopard. The Kal Kenesher, swift like a Nesher, like an eagle. Rotz Kitzvi. So Kal is interesting. Nesher is not, Kal means agile. Rotz means, maybe the other way around. Kitzvi, Rotzi was very swift. What's the difference between Kal and Rotz? I don't really know. Never really knew this. A nesher, one is agile and one is quick. Just because you're a sprinter doesn't mean you're agile. So kal kinesher appears to be agility. But on the spur of the moment doesn't necessarily mean that you're quick, you're swift. A tzvi is a swift. Two different midos. It's a whole different midos. You can quick. But just because you go very quickly, it takes time to warm up. You know, that's always the cars. They always advertise the cars how fast it takes you to get to 60 miles an hour. That you can go very quickly, but how agile? How can you get a quick start? So Kal Kinesher, you're not weighed down by anything. Rotz Kitzvi, the Gibor Kari, and mighty like a lion. Last place, Ritzon Nevichah Shabbat Shemaim. There was once a Talmud Chacham that he would wake up in the morning, and he would wake up Mamish Kari. Like he would, that was his avoda. So they asked him, well, why all the things in Shulchan Aruch, why do you dwell upon this Indian of Gibor Kari? So he says, when I come to Olam HaEmes, they're going to take out a Shulchan Aruch and they're going to get me, they're going to go to the whole Shulchan Aruch. Do you do this simon? Do you follow this simon? Do you follow this simon? And I know it's going to be bad news. I know when it comes to Shabbos and it comes to this, I'm not going to, but I don't want them to chop me on the first simon in Shulchan Aruch. That I don't want. I know they'll get me, but at least let me get through part of the exam. So the first thing he was very makbid on to be a Gibor Kari, to wake up very early in the morning. Last says we said Avich Shem Shemayim Oz Kenemer. What does it mean to be Oz Kenemer? As Kenemer, to be bold like a nemek a leopard. Perushay Shlo Yispayish. So he's telling us the perish. Do not be embarrassed. Mibnei Bnei Adam. Don't be ashamed in front of people. Hamaligim Olav, which make little fun of you. Ba'avoydas Hashem Yisparach. Kal Kenesher. Kneged Ro'os Ha'ayin. So he's teaching, it means turn your eyes right away. Agility is in the eyes. If you see something, shmira senam, you're not supposed to look at, it contaminates the neshama, turn your eyes. Loimar, shetei kal swift, la'atsoim einecha, to close your eyes, mer ospira. Kihi haschola saver. It all starts with what you see. Ha'ayin roye, the eye sees, the idea enters the mind, ha'leiv chomi, the heart desires, uchle maise goyim, and then the person's body concludes the avera. Rotz kitzvi, kineged hargan, the legs. Sheraglecha, toiv yirutzu should only go take you to good places. The giber kari keneged halev, all different parts of the body. Ki hagvura bevodes habori sparach shehi belev ve'amar shetischazek libcha, you shall strengthen your heart bevodes discover al hayetzer to overcome the yetzer lenatzcha to prevail upon him. Ki giber hamiskaber al soina on the enemy lenatzcha to prevail upon him. Ul apilo laoritz to throw him down to the earth. Let's see the bottom number base on the bottom, and we'll finish with this last thing. Have you asked Kenemer? Kosa the Shalsa Shuva Silchas Kalochas Katanis. The Kavana Satan who Mishum the Koyacha Yetzahoro who Kenegadal Yisoidus. Because it's a little mystical. That the Yetzah is Kenegad before Yisoidus, the person Kish Goyver Yisoidu Eish. Okay, these mystical things. The Eish Yislav Halodus of Dvaravera. Fire. Person has four yisoidas. Fire, there are four things here mentioned in the Mishnah, and the four things correspond to the four parts of a person's neshama. Fire, person wants to run with the varveira. Beis, kishagoveh yisoid haruach, yachshoif, the four, okay, four elements. The ruach, yachshoif, machshavois rois, vihiru haveira. Gimel, kishagoveh yisoid haofar, the earth, yirdoif achar hatava, hatava, la'adenes besoro, to give delicacy, to give enjoyment to his basar. Dalid, kishagoveh yisoid hamayim, yiskor al b'nei adam, he becomes full of gaiva. The yahus ponov, he has chutzpah, kenegda, nuchenegda, arba elu. So that's what it means. The four, this little bit of a Kabbalistic Jewish. Oimer atana, arba ta'akonos, so elu, the az kenemer, kal kenesher, gibur kari, gibur kari, we say az kenemer, kal, az kenemer, kal kenesher, az kenomer, kal kenesher, rotz ketzvi, and gibur kari, four different midas. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll take a little break.